兄姐妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning. 大家好。
好。
In English, you already said both, huh?
Good I think
and
so.
Morning. In Chinese is morning. Are you good? Hey, 那个可不可以请你们把刚刚那个主日学的那个投影片再放一下
？Can you please put up the Sunday school slides？
啊，我想跟特跟弟兄姐妹再补充一点。
There's something I want to add。
让你们知道，我们现在开的这几堂主日学是一个就是一个怎么讲好像做一个报告。
So letting you guys know about the Sunday schools is kind of like reporting it to you.
讲到题目，也许你可以揣测内容。
So we mentioned about the topics, and maybe you can guess about what's going to be talked about.
可是我个人对今天这一次，不是今天这一季这三堂的主日学啊，我特别的兴奋。
But for me personally, I'm really excited about all three classes.
因为他们有背景故事的。
Because there are background stories.
Sharon 姐妹。带的这一堂
the one from Auntie Sharon.
他目的不只是要让我们能够对圣经的旧约、新约和整本圣经有一个好像一个总体的连贯性的认识。
So not only is it for us to have a better connection of the Old and New Testament, as a whole.
Sharon 姐妹心里面有一个很深的主的带领。
There's a deep leading from God, inside of Auntie Sharon.
三个目的。
There are three goals.
要认识整本神的话。
To understand all of God's word.
所以在主日学当中，他要带领弟兄姐妹们学习怎么样去读神的话，然后能够。
So in the Sunday school, Auntie Sharon's going to help all the brothers and sisters understand how to know and understand God's word.
然后呢，甚至可以学习到怎么样把神的话教给别人。
And we'll get to a point where we'll understand how to spread God's word to others.
Teach God's word to others.
Teach it.
然后最后是怎么样？因为有神的话的充满，我们可以把神的福音传出去。
And so, yeah, how can we spread the gospel with the love being filled inside of us?
How we can know God's word and being full of God's word, we can bring out the gospel to others, right? 那第二堂课呢？这个是Peter 胡弟兄啊，他有神的感动要带领的。
And the second class is by our brother Peter.
主题很好，是不是
？It's a great topic.
因为父神的慈爱和恩典而能够有生命的改变。
Because it talks about transformation by God's grace.
可是这不是他好的地方。
But that's not the point.
这好的地方啊，是我们 Peter 胡弟兄他要用中文教这堂圣经，这是主日学。
The exciting part is Peter will be teaching in Chinese.
你知道，我们胡弟兄常常在这边做主席和翻译，对不对
？So Peter's quite often he's our chairman and the translator.
所以我们都知道他是懂中文的。
So he understands Chinese.
可是你知道他从来不翻中文。
But he never translates.
他也从来不用中文带主席。
And he doesn't lead the service as a chairman in Chinese.
不是因为我没有要求过他。
It's not that it hasn't been requested of him.
我已经邀请他至少好几三四年了。
We have been inviting him to do so for the past 3 or 4 years.
他说我中文很烂。
Well, he said his Chinese is not good enough.
他怕这个露出马脚出丑。
He didn't want to look bad.
可是圣That's exactly what it is. He doesn't want to look bad. 那他这个我们在笑，我们都是一样的，说实话，是不是
？We're laughing, but we're all the same.
可是神让他感动说，我们特别是华人，因为我们的文化和我们的背景，让我们对神的真正的慈爱和恩典，我们只有概念上面的了解，可是是模糊的。
But God touches heart, and as a Asian American, sometimes the words of God is not clear enough.
他在他自己的家人当中，他在跟教会的弟兄姐妹们应对当中，他看见了有这样的一个需要。
And when he interacted with the brothers and sisters in his own family, he saw the need of this.
你知道，当 Peter 跟我说啊，我想要教主日学，我心里面很高兴。
So when Peter came and told me that he wanted to teach a Sunday class,
因为有人愿意去读神的话，预备神的话，教神的话，这是我们在教会里面很感恩的事情。
Because it's truly a blessing when someone's willing to read, understand, and teach God's word in the church.
可是他，对，他几个月前在长子会报告的时候，他就说，然后我要用中文教，这个我是，你知道吗？我眼睛掉到地上了。
But in one of our meetings, he mentioned that he wants to teach in Chinese, and that was really shocking to me.
好像不是眼睛掉，就是下巴掉地上。
My jaw dropped.
然后眼镜掉地上跌破。
My glasses dropped and cracked.
这个不是对神的回应。你想一个人不会讲中文的，干嘛要去中文教主日学
？So if this is not a response to God's calling, then what is?
但是不是主日学的意思，是要把神的话和神的心带给各位。
But it's not just Sunday school. It's to bring God's word out to everyone.
很期待神怎么样带领他。把这堂课带给弟兄姐妹们。
So we really look forward to this class.
对，你们也应该很期待。然后呢，看神怎么样带领我们的弟兄，然后替他祷告。
So please pray for Brother Peter and see how God can lead him.
那第三堂课，这个是英文的主日学课。
The third class is taught in English.
怎么样借着神的话能够认清神对宣教的心意？很好的主题。
How do we discover God's heart for missions through His Word?
我就这样说吧。
So let me put it this way.
这堂课的目的，我们的三位老师。
The purpose for this class, from all three teachers,
是如何借着神的话了解神对宣教的心意，然后你在当中站着什么样的一个角色
？So the class is about what.Your place is in discovering God's heart for missions through His Word.
因为神有你在他的心意当中所要扮演的角色。
Because everyone has a part in God's plan.
你能不能领受到神的心意，能不能够回应到神的托付
？Are you able to feel it and respond to it?
所以你知道为什么今天培刚花这个时间做了这个？表格，然后要报告吗
？So do you know why our brother Pagan made this PowerPoint slide?
因为他几周前跟我说过。
Because a few weeks ago he told me.
他说我这三堂课都想要上。
He told me I want to attend all three classes.
我在想可不可以叫他们录音，所以我可以上一堂课，然后另外两堂我可以之后听。
I want to know if the classes can be recorded so I can go back and watch them.
弟兄姐妹，我邀请我们教会所有的弟兄姐妹，在祷告之后，你选择一堂主日学的课来上。
So I invite all the brothers and sisters after prayer, please choose one to attend.
不是因为要上课
，not to attend a class.
刘长老很想要把主日学的这个名词改掉。
Our pastor Alex really wants to change the name of Sunday school.
谁想要礼拜天还去上学还要上课呢
？Because who wants to go to class on a Sunday morning?
是不是？周间上课上学，我们然后毕业的人，你不要回头再去上学，太累了。
The people who graduated already don't want to go back to school again.
但是弟兄姐妹，主日学的目的是让我们看神的话，被神的话喂养，被圣灵感动，让我们生命成长。
But the purpose of Sunday school is to learn God's word, help us grow spiritually and be touched by His word.
在我们当中多年上主日学的弟兄姐妹，我相信你们都是这样的领受。
I think that a lot of you guys who have been attending Sunday school all can feel this way.
好，我们今天讲到我们哥林多前书已经要进入尾声了。
So today we're towards the end of the First Corinthians.
我们进入到哥林多前书第十五章。
We're in chapter 15.
哥林多前书一共有十六章。
There are total 16 chapters.
所以我们已经到了这个总结的部分。
So we're towards the conclusion part.
可是弟兄姐妹。总结的部分
，So this conclusion part，
使徒保罗并没有将他对哥林多的信徒，对我们今天的信徒所说的话，好像慢慢的在缓和，好像走下坡做结论，准备说阿门回家了。
So even towards the end, Apostle Paul, is not slowing down.
保罗对哥林多的信徒们。提到了许许多多在他们的生活当中，在教会当中，他们属灵的呈现应该是如何
？So Paul really focused and mentioned a lot on the lives in the church and how to manifest a Christian life.
他做了许多的纠正
，He made a lot of corrections，
给了许多的指示
，and gave a lot of instructions。
他讲到不要将我们世俗的习惯带到教会的生活当中。
He talked about not to bring our worldly habits into church.
不要在教会里面跟着领袖，然后分门结党。
And don't follow different leaders inside the church and become different groups.
不要因为彼此有冲突，第一个想到的就是找律师上法庭。
And don't look for lawyers when there are conflicts.
他说教会里面，神有他在教会家庭当中解决这一切事情的不同方式。
So he said there are different ways to resolve matters inside the church according to God's plan.
他讲到在教会里面敬拜应该如何。
He mentioned about what worships are to be like.
圣餐应该如何。
How to hold a holy communion.
然后他讲到教会里面应该能够看见圣灵的恩赐大大的彰显。
Inside the church, we should all be able to see the spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，教会不只是讲爱。
So not only do churches talk about love,
教会是活出爱。
We're living out love.
然后不是人的爱。
Not humanly love.
是神借着主耶稣基督所充满我们的爱。
It's love that's filled inside of us from God through Jesus Christ.
那很有意思的就是当保罗做了这一切的描述，做了这一切的纠正，做了这一切的教导之后，
So after Paul made all the correction instruction on all these matters,
保罗提醒哥林多的信徒，我们信仰的基础到底是什么？
Paul reminded all the believers what are the basis of our faith.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about this?
作为一个基督徒，
as a Christian,
你信心的根基在哪里？
What is the foundation of your faith?
你信的到底是什么？
What is it that you believe in?
那我相信我们当中很多人都很聪明嘛。
So I believe a lot of us here are very smart.
既然叫做基督徒，我信的就是基督。
If we are called Christians, then we believe in Christ.
好，信基督。
We believe in Christ.
但是信基督信什么呢？
What is it that we believe in Christ?
基督是谁？
Who is Christ?
哦，基督是神的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
Okay. 好，我信基督。
So I believe in Christ.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
就是如此吗？
Just like that?
我信神降世为人。
If I believe God came to earth as man,
我相信他是一个活生生曾经在这个世界上面走过的人。
If I believe he used to walk on this earth just like any one of us.
他是历史当中实际的一个人。
He's a true historical figure. Is that it?
我相信他在十字架上面死了。
I believe he died on the cross.
我甚至相信他是因为我的罪而死。
And I even believe that he died for our sins.
这是你信心的基础吗？
Is this the foundation of your faith?
弟兄姐妹，保罗在这段经文里面帮助我们重新的去将我们信心的重点，或者是我们信仰的支点，让我们看明白。
Brothers and sisters, so Paul in this message pointed out again and reminded us what is the foundation of our faith.
一个基督徒的生命为什么跟一个不认识神、没有神生命的人不同之处在哪里？
What is the difference between someone that has Christ and someone that doesn't.
当我们碰到一位基督徒，我们看见他是在生命的层面，在生命的深处，跟这些只是主周日去教会，然后呢，你问他你信什么教，他就说我信基督教，可是生活行为好像没有那种生命灵魂深层的这种改变的这个对比，他们中间的不同点到底在哪里？
So if we meet a true Christian and a Christian that only attendschurch on Sunday but doesn't live out the life that God has planned for us, what is the main comparison here?
当我们看到一些基督徒他们的生命里面是这么有活力，
when we see a lively Christian,
他不只是在教会热心的侍奉，
not only is he or she servingzealously in church,
他在他的工作上面他的这个尽忠职守，然后呢有好的生活的见证榜样，
His private life is also a testimony, and it reflects in different areas such as work and personal life.
有人格，有正直，
There's character and integrity,
诚实可靠,
honesty and reliable.
然后在家庭当中，你可以看见他对家庭的贡献。
And you can see the contribution this person
made to the family. 你可以看见他花时间、花心思在他的婚姻、在他的孩子的身上。
He or she spends a lot of time and effort on the kids and the marriage.
你看见这整个人的生命是有一种动力，不是从人的意志当中。不是只是从意志当中而出来的。
So we see the life being active and not just from their own power.
我们常常会说，哇，这样的基督徒啊，今天早上在主日学有人讲了，叫做超级基督徒。
We call these people super Christians.
超人基督徒。
Superman Christian.
我们一般人做不到的。
It's not something that all of the
超人做得到的。
Only Superman can do it.
可是我们心里面会有一种羡慕和一种向往。
So those would be the people that we like to become.
他们是因为能力强吗?
Is it because they have a really good ability?
他们就是意志力比我们强吗?
Are they, do they have stronger mental?
比我们聪明吗?
Are they smarter?
背景比我们好吗?
Do they have better background?
还是说神对他们爱的比我更多呢?
Or does God love them more than us?
不是。
No.
是因为他们在生命当中，他们对他们所信的，他们是清楚明白。
Because they are very clear on what they believe in life.
有人到会有人啊，进到教会里面。
So some people comes into church.
那就说这是基督教会。
They say it's a Christianity church.
这一群人在这边聚集都是信耶稣的。
When they come together, they all believe in Christ.
可是耶稣在哪里？
But where's Jesus?
你有看到耶稣吗?
Do you see Jesus?
你如果去天主教的教堂，你可以看到耶稣。
When you go to a Catholic church, you can see Jesus.
你有没有去过天主教的教堂?
Have you ever been to a Catholic church?
耶稣在最前面。
Church is always in the front. Jesus is always in the front.
然后耶稣是在十字架上面。
Jesus is always on the cross.
你看到耶稣了吗?
Do you see Jesus?
没有。
No.
你有吗?
Do you?
我是看不见的，所以没关系。我不是国王新衣 ，OK， 这里没有耶稣。
Yeah, I don't see Jesus here.
耶稣不挂在十字架上。
Jesus is not being hung on the cross.
这块是木头。
It's made out of wood.
如果这上面刻了一个耶稣，你敲上去还是木头。
If there's a Jesus on the cross, it's still made out of wood.
耶稣不在十字架上。
Jesus is not on the cross.
那你信耶稣为什么？来到教会看不见耶稣呢?
So why do you believe in Jesus but you don't see Jesus in church?
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们说我们属神的儿女，我们信神，我们信耶稣的时候,
when we say we are the children of God and we believe in God and Jesus,
最不同的弟兄姐妹是我们信耶稣，不是他生，也不是他死。
The main difference is it doesn't matter if the Jesus we believe in is alive or dead.
是他的复活。
It's his resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，我们所有一切信仰、生活、生命的支点是架在耶稣基督复活之上。
So brothers and sisters, everything that our life depends and builds on is on Jesus Christ's resurrection.
当主耶稣基督降生的时候，
when Jesus was born,
天使来跟这个玛利亚和约瑟跟这些牧羊人说什么？
So angels came and spoke to Maria and Joseph.
我报给你们大喜的信息。
I bring you great news.
Yeah, good news of great joy.
Good news of great joy.
事实上是说一个可以让你很喜乐的最好的消息是什么？
And what is this good news of great joy?
今天在伯利恒城为你生了主基督，是不是？
There's a Jesus being born.
出生是好消息。
So being born is good news.
可是出生有什么不？有什么大不了?
So what's so important about the birth?
你有出生过。
You've been born.
我也出生过。
I've been born.
啊，那我们就说，那就是基督为我而死。
Then it has to be Jesus dying for us.
人死有什么了不得的?
So what's so important about man dying?
人都会死的。
We all die.
我们爱的人、家人、我们的祖先都死了。
Our ancestors, our loved ones, our family.
有一天你也会死，有一天我也会死。
And one day you and I, we will die.
那死有什么大不了的？
So what's so important about dying?
也没什么值得庆祝的,
There's nothing to celebrate.
没有突出的,
nothing outstanding.
可是今天你说一个人从死里复活,
but today, if you say someone rose from the dead,
that is unique.
That is truly unique.
我知道我们信主多年的人啊, A lot of
us being a believer for many years, we hardly think about this.
我读了圣经, 我要神的爱, 我要跟随主, 我要神的祝福, 我要进入教会, 那这些已经慢慢变成我生活的一个很自然的一部分。
I read the Bible, I praise the Lord, I come into church to worship. It's become a norm in my life.
然后呢,这个基督徒的生活和生命就是灵命就是起起伏伏的嘛。
And our spiritual life goes up and down.
然后呢,跟教会,跟弟兄姐妹们的生活也是时轻时疏。
And the relationship, fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters, sometimes we're close, sometimes we're distant.
有时候看见神的祝福,物质上面,生活上祝福,我感谢神,可是有时候看不到神的祝福,我就埋怨神。
When I see us being blessed materialistically, we praise the Lord, we thank the Lord, but when we don't, we sort of complain.
你说我不信神,不信耶稣吗? 也没有。
Do you say that I don't believe in Jesus, I don't believe in God?
No. 可是我生活里面没有那个动力要去读神的话,祷告,服侍神,爱神。
But there's that lack of motivation to serve and to read God's word in life.
主耶稣的故事我也都懂。
I've heard of the story of Jesus Christ.
可是完全都存在于我的知识上面的认识而已。
But it's only based off of pure knowledge.
弟兄姐妹,你有没有想过?
Brothers and sisters, have you thought of this?
当你跟一位不信神的人,家人也好,朋友也好,
When you're with someone that's a non-believer,
你能不能够跟他开口说, 哎,我相信死人会复活的。
Are you able to tell them straight in the face that I believe that can rise from the dead?
然后说,那死人复活多得很啊。
They'll probably say, yeah, it happens quite often.
多少人呼吸停止,心脏停止, 然后呢,去电击一下, 人工呼吸不就活过来了吗?
A lot of people has been dead, stopped breathing, but resuscitated.
有?
Yes.
3分钟,5分钟?
They've been dead for maybe 3 or 7 minutes.
有人说60分钟,90分钟的也都有, 这个我不懂了。
Some people stop breathing for as long as 60 or 90 minutes.
那你说,你有听过 死了三天?
But have you heard someone's been dead for 3 days?
我讲的不是那个在医院里面停止呼吸心跳然后最后被救过来的这个人哦。
You tell this person that I'm not talking about someone that lie in the bed of the hospital.
我讲的是一个人他死了。
I'm talking about someone that's been dead.
断气了。
Stop breathing.
肋骨被枪插进去流血出来而死亡。
He bled out and died.
然后在众人面前送到坟墓里面。
And was put in the tomb.
而且用裹尸布包起来了。
And wrapped around cloth.
然后呢,这个坟墓是用石头给他这个入口把它封住的。
And the entrance to the tomb is stacked with stones to close it.
然后呢,第三天之后,这个死掉的人啊,不在坟墓里面了。
But on the third day, this person who died is no longer there.
自己出来的。He
came out on his own.
石头也都没动。
And the stones did not move.
我相信,
I believe it.
你讲得出来吗?
Can you tell that to someone?
你实际知道这个是你信心的根基吗?
Do you truly know that this is the foundation of your faith?
你真正相信到主耶稣基督他复活的能力吗?
Do you really believe the ability of being resurrected?
弟兄姐妹,今天在教会里面,
Today in church,
我们注重的不是一个啊，不是，我们不能只是注重在好像一种爱的表现。
We don't want to just focus on how to show love.
我们一般传福音的时候怎么传?
How do we spread the gospel?
哎，跟我来教会。
Do you want to come to church with me?
为什么要来教会?
But why do I want to go to church?
有饭吃。
There's food.
我还听过很多人做见证,他们当初来教会的时候说,因为说,哎,你是单身的,来教会来认识朋友。I've
heard this before too, like, if you're single, you want to come to church and meet some new friends.
我跟你讲,那些 乖乖牌的女生和男生都在教会里面。
All the good girls and the good guys are within the church.
漂亮聪明的不学坏的都在教会里面。
They're really pretty smart and they're good in nature.
就来教会了。
So come to church.
那有些人说来教会，因为教会的人都是很好的人。
And some people say come to church because everyone at church are good people.
他们都会关心你，都会帮助你。
They are very helpful.
所以来教会。
So come to church.
可是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters,
你只有在教会里面找得到爱你帮助你的人吗？
Are you only able to find loving people inside the church?
你只有在教会里面能够找到吃的吗？
Are you only able to see food in the church?
当然，教会里面吃的一般比较便宜或免费。
Well, a lot of times it's more affordable when you eat at church.
我看见过有一个教会，他们在做布道会。
I've seen a church.
它的主题是。 Yeah, evangelistic night. Yeah, 他们要请人要传福音啊。他的主题叫什么？
And what was the topic?
天下就有白吃的午餐。There
is free lunch in this world.
来我们教会就有。Come
to our church, there's free lunch.
那当然我知道他们这个白吃的午餐最后是要把神的福音传出去，对不对？
But the free lunch relates to the spread of the gospel.
可是福音到底是什么？
But what is the gospel?
不是经历人的爱。
It's not to experience
不是有活,
humanly love. It's not just being active.
啊，你说，不是，就是 there's activities on the weekend to go to, right? 那你说，不是吃饭。
It's not just about food.
不是得帮助。
And not getting help.
那是什么呢？
Then what is it?
生活上面有神的祝福。
There's a blessing in our daily life from God.
能够找到好工作。
We can find a decent job.
家庭能够美满。
And our family will be very beautiful.
Yeah. 然后呢, 如果得病的话, 病得医治。
If we ever get sick, it will be cured.
弟兄姐妹, 你知道, 我们发现, 当我们在传福音, 我们想要让人认识神的时候, 我们讲的都是这些。
So when we spread the gospel, those are typically what we talk about.
为什么很多人来到教会多年之后, 他们没有真正的认识神, 因为他们不知道福音到底是什么。
So why do some people that's been attending church for many years, they don't know what the gospel
你知道,
truly is?
我如果不信神,
If I don't believe in God,
我不要说不信任，我可以承认，在灵界有这样一位主宰。
I can admit that there's this leader in the spiritual realm.
可是如果我不真正认识耶稣，
But if I don't truly know Jesus Christ,
我可以靠努力找到一份好工作。
I can still find a decent and good job on my own.
我有我的朋友，我的家人，我可以去靠。
I have friends and families I can fall back on.
我生病，我干嘛一定要求神？我可以找医生呢。
Why do I have to pray to God when I feel sick? I can just go to the hospital.
我如果没钱吃饭，没钱看医生，我可以靠政府，至少美国政府很好。
If I don't have money for food or seeing the doctor, I can rely on the government.
你要交朋友，干嘛来教会呢？
Why do I need to come to church to make new friends?
你去社区中心一样可以交朋友啊。
I can just go to the community center in the city to make new friends.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们到底信什么?
What is it that we believe in?
福音到底是什么?
What is the gospel?
你看, 保罗他跟这些哥林多，这些是信徒，是爱主的弟兄姐妹。
So who Paul is speaking to are a bunch of believers that love God.
对，跟我们很像。
They're very much alike.
是不是我们也受到很多的提醒，很多的纠正。
We've received a lot of reminders and corrections.
可是难道我们在这个世界上要给人呈现的就是我们是一群有爱的人？
But is this all we want to show to the world, that we have love?
啊，我们在一起主日聚会的人。
That we worship together on Sunday.
甚至是我们在一起有这种超自然、很奇妙、很神奇的这种属灵恩赐的展现吗？
And even to the extent of feeling the supernatural spiritual gift manifested through us.
弟兄姐妹，保罗说啊，教会里面最重要的，你看第十五章。
So in chapter 15, Paul mentioned what's the most important thing.
他说弟兄姐妹们啊，这边讲的弟兄们就是包括信徒们，弟兄姐妹们啊，我如今我要把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。So
in chapter 15, verse 1, it says, Now I will remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand.
我要把我之前传给你们的这个福音，我要告诉你们知道，因为这个福音你们是领受了，而且是靠着它站立得住。And
by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preach to you.
并且你们若 不是突然的相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音而得救。
Unless you have believed in vain.
弟兄姐妹，保罗这边所讲到第一节里面，他说传的这个道啊。
So the gospel, Paul mentions here.
不是讲道。It's not preaching.
Not preaching.
I mean, it's actually not preaching. 在希腊文里面讲道有一个特别的字叫做 caruso.
In Greek, preaching is called caruso.
这个讲道的意思是一种很正式的，带着一种权柄的宣告。
It's a very formal and filled with authority.
Declaration.
Declaration.、
Right? 可是你知道 他这边所用的字是什么？是 euangeliso.
But what is the word that he used here?
Euangeliso, 这没有在上面，你看不到的，因为我没写出来。Euangeliso, Euangeliso 英文听起来像什么 ？Evangelical.
So that word actually sounds evangelical in English.
英文的 evangelical 就是从希腊文的 Euangeliso 出来的。
So that's the word evangelical derived from.
什么叫做 evangelical?
But what is evangelical?
Evangelical 就是讲好消息。
Evangelical is bringing the good news.
保罗这边讲到的传道，弟兄姐妹，不是正道，不是一种正式，不是一种带着权柄的一种宣告。
So the word Paul used here that says preach is not a declaration.
他说我是要把这个最好的消息。最棒的新闻跟你最有切身关系，最能够帮助你，最能够给你、生命中你需要的这个消息，我要告诉你。
It's more of I want to bring this close and intimate good news to you.
这个叫做福音啊。
It's called the gospel.
有福的声音。
It's called a news that's really good to the ears.
是好的消息。
It's good news.
那问题是这个福音到底是什么呢
？But what is his gospel?
你看，如果我们看以弗所书第一章
，If we look at Ephesians chapter one，
以弗所书第一章第十三节
，Ephesians chapter one verse 13。
他说你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许圣灵为印记
It says in him you also when you heard the word of truth the gospel of your salvation and believe in him were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit
弟兄姐妹很多人认为福音就是信基督
So brothers and sisters, a lot of people think the gospel is believing in Jesus.
可是福音比信基督更大。
But the gospel is actually bigger than believing in Jesus.
以弗所书一章十三节跟我们说，你有了得救的福音，你们听见了得救的福音，也信了基督。
So in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, the gospel of your salvation.
那他听到的福音，这个所谓最大的好消息，到底是什么呢
？So what is his biggest good news?
回到哥林多前书十五章，神的话告诉我们说：你们不但听见了这个福音，并且你们接受了这个福音，然后你们是靠着这个福音能够在生命当中能够站立的稳。
So in going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, not only are you being saved, but you hold fast to the word of God,
and by which you can stand in life.弟兄姐妹，这个福音是让人在我们的生命当中，在我们的生活里面有稳定的、可靠的力量。
So this gospel, in our humanly lives, are reliable and it gives us power.
是使我们在我们的生活当中不会觉得起起伏伏、漂泊无定的。
It helps us feel not going up and down in our daily lives.
是赐给我们安全感的。
It gives us security.
是赐给我们稳定的。
Stability.
是赐给我们依靠的。
And it's reliable.
然后他就说，并且你们如果不是突然的相信， 就能够持守，然后持守我传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
And it also says, unless you have believed in vain, by which you are being saved.
什么叫做突然相信啊？
So what is, unless you believe in vain?
突然的意思就是没有意思。
It just means it's meaningless.
没有用处。
It's useless.
没有价值。
There's no value to it.
他说你们的信不是没有用处，没有价值。
He says, what you believe in is not in vain. It's not useless.
恰恰相反。
It's the opposite.
因为你们如果持守这个福音
，because if you hold fast to the gospel，
你们就能够因这个福音得救。
Then you will be saved by the gospel。
弟兄姐妹，为什么保罗对着一群已经得救的基督徒说，你们要因福音而得救
？So brothers and sisters, why would Paul speak to the believers that are already saved that you would need to hold fast to the gospel to be saved.
弟兄姐妹，我第一次对这个有认识了解的时候，给我震撼很大。
The first time I came to understanding of this gave me my jaw dropped.
我并不是在一个基督徒的家庭长大的。
I did not grow up in a Christian family.
我大概四五岁的时候，跟着父母，因为邻居基督徒邀请我们去教会，开始去教会。
When I was about 4 or 5 years old, it was actually our neighbor that invited me to go to church.
那去教会吗？也听主日学，也喜欢去那边吃点心。
So when I was there, I enjoyed Sunday schools and I enjoyed the snacks.
那我常记得在教会里面的主日学的老师啊，都比我在学校的老师更温柔、更可爱。
And I remember all the teachers from Sunday school were all very more gentle than my actual school.
然后也不用写功课。
There was no homework.
但是呢，我听了很多圣经的故事。
And I got to listen to a lot of stories from the Bible.
我对圣经有一定程度的，我不能说了解，只能说知识上面的认知。
So I have some basic knowledge of what the Bible said.
所以我认识了神。
And I got to know God.
我认识了耶稣。
I got to know Jesus.
我也知道耶稣他的出生，他的受死，我也知道主耶稣基督是三天从死里复活的。
So I knew about Jesus Christ's death, his resurrection.
然后我知道信耶稣就可以上天堂。
And I knew believing Jesus will take me to heaven one day.
我也知道得救的意思就是罪得赦免，然后最后可以进天堂。
And I knew the meaning of salvation.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果得救就是我决志信耶稣，然后我死后进天堂，那为什么保罗要对在哥林多的信徒已经是基督徒的人说，你们信福音才得救
？So if salvation is about living, then going to heaven, then why would Paul need to remind them again that you need to believe in the gospel？
弟兄姐妹，得救
，brothers and sisters, salvation。
在圣经里面的意思包含医治。
In the Bible, it also means to be cured, healed.
Yeah, 包括释放。
And being set free.
Being, experiencing deliverance.
Deliverance. Right?
包括在我最无助的时候能够得到这个解救。
And that I would be saved.When I feel the most hopeless.
为什么弟兄姐妹，为什么一个基督徒在我们的生活当中要经历神的拯救？
So why as a Christian that we have to experience the salvation of God?
因为我们天天在生活当中都需要神的帮助。
Because we need God's help every single day of our lives.
我们在物质生活上面需要神的帮助。
On the materialistic part, we need help from God.
多少人因为生活上面、工作上面、学习上面、物质上面的需要，而感觉受到压迫。
A lot of us feel anxious and pressured when it comes to materials that we need in our everyday life.
多少人因为感情关系的破坏和伤害，我们心里面受压制。
And we feel really pressured when it comes to our relationship with people.
我们可以把它压抑，我们可以把它压在我们心里面很深的地方。
So we can actually, on our own will, suppress it down into a very deep spot.
表面上可以看起来高高兴兴的。
So on the outside, we look very happy.
好像没有事情。
Like there's nothing happening.
但事实上，我们都知道，垃圾是堆在角落里面，只是不去管它而已。
But we all know that the trash is always being put on the side.
我们多少人在自己的身体上面、疾病上面，也是碰到觉得是一种无解的。
Same with our bodies. When we experience pain, sickness, we kind of just put it on the side.
我们知道在这个世界上面有些病连医生都解决不了的。We
know that there are diseases that cannot be cured.
现在讲这个信息太容易了。And
it's so easy to talk about
this. Coronavirus 一讲大家都知道。
Because we're experiencing coronavirus at the moment.
那更不用讲每个人在自己的生命当中生活里面所面对到的这些疾病，各类疾病，是我们常常需要依靠神的。Not to mention
what we experience in our daily life, the sickness that we want to depend on God.
弟兄姐妹，神的福音，它的美好的地方，不是在你死了以后可以进天堂。So
the beautiful thing about the gospel is not that we get to enter heaven after we die.
这个是好的。
It's a good thing.
可是神的福音最美的地方就是当你真正的认识了福音，当你信靠了主耶稣之后，弟兄姐妹，在你的生命当中、生活里面，从今天开始，从现在，你就是每天、每刻、每时的你在经历他的拯救。
But what's the most beautiful part about the gospel is after you believe, you will experience every day of his you will experience the salvation every day.
但是你信靠的这个福音在哪里？
But what is his gospel that you trust and rely on?
是神是大能的吗？
Do you believe that he's almighty?
神是爱？
That he's love?
神听我们祷告？
That he listens to our prayers?
这些都不错。
Those are all very good.
可是你知道不认识神的人，他们碰到问题，他们也可以跟神祷告啊。
But you know the non-believers, the people that don't know Jesus, can also pray to God.
我们都是不是听过这个笑话？
We've all heard this joke before.
做学生的，
as a student,
不信神的学生，
as a non-believer student.
到了期末考，你没念书的时候，都信神了，因为都要跟神求。
So when it comes to your the time for your finals,
神啊，帮助我考试过及格吧。
You ask God, please help me pass this exam.
是不是？ 生活当中受到极大的灾难或困难的时候，不信神的人都要跟神祷告。
And when the non-believers encounter like the problems in life, they pray to God as well.
所以这个福音到底是什么？
So what truly is the gospel?
这个是教会里最重要的。
This is the most important thing inside the church.
不是只是爱的表现，不是只是友谊，不是只是帮助关怀，不是只是活动敬拜，这些都重要，弟兄姐妹。
So it's not just activities, relationships, and worship.
在个人的生活当中，读经祷告重要，但是不是最重要的。
In our individual lives, reading the Bible, praying are important, but it's not the most important.
在教会里面有恩赐的彰显是很重要的，但是不是最重要的。
When we all have our own spiritual gifts, showing in the church is important, but it's not the most important.
最重要的就是保罗在这边提醒我们的。
The most important thing is what Paul is reminding us here.
就是圣灵今天要告诉我们的。
Is what the Spirit is telling us.
他说我当日所领受的又传给你们的。
He said of the gospel I preached to you.
第一。
First and foremost.
这不是第一点啊。
It's not the first point.
这是第一重要的。
It's the first importance.
这是最重要的，没有比它更重要的了。
It's the most important. There's nothing more important than this.
耶稣基督照着圣经所说的为我们死了，然后埋葬了，然后又照着圣经所说的第三天复活了。It
is that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and he raised from on the third day in accordance with the scriptures as well.
弟兄姐妹，如果没有耶稣的复活，So
brothers and sisters, if there is no resurrection of Jesus Christ,
就没有救恩，then
there's no salvation.
如果没有耶稣基督的复活，耶稣的生命就跟我们毫无相干。So
if there's no resurrection of Jesus Christ, then there's nothing that we can relate in our lives.
That's right. If there's no resurrection of Jesus, then his life has nothing to do with you or me. 果把主耶稣基督的复活挪开了
So if we put aside the resurrection of Jesus Christ
我们经历不到神的爱
Then we won't be able to experience the love from God
如果主耶稣基督今天仍然挂在这个十字架上面
If Jesus is still hung on the cross today
或者死在那坟墓里面
Or if he died inside of that tomb
那今天教会没有意义
Then the church has no meaning.
那我们的生活没有目的。
And our lives have no purpose.
你想过吗？
Have you ever thought of this?
人的生命是有极高的价值的。
Our human life has a great value.
人的生命是有极度的这个目的的。
And our lives carries a great purpose.
因为这是神所赐的。
Because our lives are given from God.
所以神要拯救我们。
And that's why He gave us His salvation.
如果我们不了解神对我们的爱和主耶稣基督要来到世上为我们而死然后在死之后复活而赐给我们这复活的生命
So if we don't understand God's love and the purpose of why Jesus came to this earth died for our sin and raised from dead
那你我的生命今天跟世界上任何其他的生命都一样
Then the lives of you and I are the same asEveryone else in this world.
我们的生命就这样七八十岁一百岁
We'll probably get to 70, 80, 100 years old.
不知道从哪里来不知道去哪里
We don't know. We still won't know where we came from and where we'll go.
反正就是过生活嘛
It's just living.
那你的生命跟这个毛毛虫有什么不同啊
So what separates your life compared to a caterpillar's?
毛毛虫生出来
Since the caterpillar is born
就是吃
It eats.
天天吃
Every day.
吃吃吃吃吃吃到胖然后就做一个蛹把自己关起来
It keeps eating until it's fat until it closes itself out.
然后呢有一天变成漂亮的蝴蝶
And becomes a beautiful butterfly.
可是蝴蝶就不吃了
The butterfly doesn't eat.
你知道吗蝴蝶不吃东西
Did you know the butterfly doesn't feed?
它就交配然后生蛋然后就死掉
It makes baby and dies.
Yes, 那你说蝴蝶的生命也蛮漂亮的嘛
So would you say that the butterfly has a beautiful life too?
可是蝴蝶的生命没有意义它那完全是靠它本能过生活的
But it's only living off of instinct and the life has no purpose
那你的生命跟蝴蝶一样就跟蚊子一样
So if your life is similar to the butterflies then it's also similar to a mosquito
蚊子小时候是住在池塘里面的
The mosquito lives in the pond when it's young
悠哉悠哉的
It's, it just hangs out.
然后呢 hangs out in the pond,
yeah.
right? 吃小虫
It eats tiny bugs.
然后有一天它就从水里面飞出来变成一只蚊子
One day it just flies out of the pond, becomes a mosquito.
你知道蚊子也不吃东西
Did you know that mosquito doesn't eat?
哦不是不对事实上蚊子吃东西你们都知道的我说错了它不吃食物
Okay, mosquitoes, they do not intake food, but they do feed.
它只吃血
It drinks blood.
所以这个蚊子的生命呢喝吃了血以后然后就是交配然后生蛋
So it drinks blood, it mates and creates baby and dies.
那有一些呢如果碰到你的身上呢它就是早点死
And some of them when they touch your bodies, they die even sooner.
你这样
Because you hit them.
对不对它就早死了它没生孩子
And it dies early without
making babies. 这是蚊子的生命有意义有价值吗
So is there any value or purpose to a mosquito's life?
他的生命是照着他的本能去过的
His lives are being lived out by pure instinct
弟兄姐妹人的生命跟这世界上面没有一种生物没有一种动物是相同的
So no animals of this world operate the same
但是我们的生命因为罪的关系最后都要走向死亡这不是神的心意
But all of our lives because of sin will eventually reach death
那因为我们的生命是神所创造的是这么的珍贵弟兄姐妹所以神需要把这个宝贵的生命有价值的生命有意义的生命他要把它拯救出来
But because our lives are made by God or given by God he has to figure out a way to save us
这是让我们在我们的生命当中
So in our lives
不只是吃,
it's not just about
不只是玩,
feeding, not just about playing,
不只是享受,
not about enjoying.
是要让我们的生命有一个永生的盼望,
it's to allow our lives to have an eternal hope,
是有一种永远的价值,
to have an everlasting value.
弟兄姐妹, 这是神爱我们,
this is how deep God loves us.
所以当我们听福音的时候, 弟兄姐妹, 甚至当我们传福音的时候,
so when we listen to the gospel or when we want to spread the gospel,
我们传的, 弟兄姐妹, 是主耶稣基督为你我的罪而死, 但是他赐给我们的生命是那复活的生命。
What we want to tell people is Jesus Christ died for us, but what he's given us is that eternal life.
为什么保罗要说照着圣经上面所说的?
So why does Paul say here that we have to go according to the scripture?
因为这本圣经, 弟兄姐妹, 是神的话。
Because the Bible is full of God's word.
但是它是借着人的手所写出来的。
But it was written through a man's hand.
圣经的作者受了圣灵的感动, 他们写出神的心意。
The writer was touched by the Spirit and wrote out God's heart for us.
但是这本书虽然是讲到属灵, 讲到生命的事情,
so even though this book talks about the spiritual and lives,
它同样讲到的是历史的事实,
it also talks about the truth that took place in history.
它讲到的是神的应许, 神的预言的呈现,
it talked about the showing of God's prophecy.
圣经里面没有任何违背科学的地方。
In the Bible, there's nothing that denies science.
但是因为神是超越科学的, 所以提到神的事情的时候, 科学解释不了。
But because our God is beyond science, that's why it's inexplainable by science.
圣经因为讲到的是历史当中的事实, 弟兄姐妹, 所以让我们能够去信靠它。
So the Bible is so reliable because it talks about the truth in history.
那因为历史当中的事实使得我们能够信靠它里面讲到我们不懂的属灵的事情和未来的事情。
Can you say
that? Yeah, because the Bible contains historical facts, and because of the certainty of these facts, we are able to believe the things that it declares about spiritual things as well as things in the future. Because they are facts. 因为它是事实, 因为它是无误的。
And there's no error in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹, 信耶稣不是只是一个理论。
So believing in Jesus Christ is not just a theory.
信耶稣不是只是一个心灵的依靠。
And it's, Jesus Christ is not just something we can fall back on.
信耶稣是因为我有根有基的, 我知道这个是事实, 我可以 保证打包票的站立在这一块事实上面。
We believe in Jesus Christ because we understand it's the absolute truth, and that's he's someone that we can fall back on.
主耶稣基督的复活只有神能够做得到。
When it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, only God is capable.
只有他能够在三天之后埋葬之后从坟墓里自己出来。
Only Jesus is able to walk out of the tomb 3 days after his death.
我相信主耶稣基督的复活。
I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
就如同我相信你跟我现在都活着, 我们坐在这边一起聚会一样。
Just like I believe how you and I are standing or sitting here worshiping together.
弟兄姐妹, 保罗要把这个事实向我们呈现得如此的明白, 他说, 这不只是因为圣经上面这样说。
Paul really wanted to clarify on this.
他说啊, 主耶稣基督复活之后, 对不对? 我们要证据啊。
He said, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we want evidence.
他说主耶稣基督复活之后, 以他复活的身体, 他向基法显现, 基法就是使徒, 这个使徒彼得。
He said, Jesus Christ in his resurrected body appeared to Cephas.
然后, and Cephas is the apostle Peter. Right?
Yeah.
然后显给这十二位跟着主耶稣基督的这群使徒看。
And also the 12 disciples.
然后之后主耶稣基督一次向五百多位弟兄姐妹们、信徒们显现。
And later on, he showed himself to 500 other brothers.
这500多人在保罗写信的时候，这是在第一世纪啊，中第一世纪末的时候，有一些已经死了，但是有些还是活着，是活的见证人。
So some of these 500 brothers were still alive when Paul wrote this towards the end of the first century.
第七节说，最后他之后还写给雅各看。
So in verse 7, it also mentioned that he later on appeared to James.
这雅各是耶稣的弟弟。
James is Jesus' brother.
是约瑟跟玛利亚后来生出来的孩子。
He's a son of Joseph and Maria.
你知道雅各之前是不承认耶稣是基督的。
So initially, James did not recognize Jesus.
在家里面对他来讲就是一个哥哥。
He was more of a brother to him at home.
他不知道他是弥赛亚。
He did not know he was a Messiah.
当他在传道的时候，他认为他疯了。
When Jesus was preaching to him, he thought he was crazy.
你们如果记得的话，就你就知道主耶稣基督在显施神迹，然后在传道的时候，然后呢，他的这个兄弟和他的妈妈去把他带回家，说你不要在这边讲胡言乱语。So
if you remember, when Jesus was performing all the miracles, the mom and the brother actually took him home and asked him to stop being crazy.
可是主耶稣基督复活之后，显给他的弟弟看。
But after the resurrection, he appeared before James.
这个本来不信他的，却成为了主所重用的一个使徒。
So when James used to be a non-believer, but now he's being heavily used by God.
在初期教会除了彼得就是雅各，他们是教会里面很受人敬重、被主使用的大使徒。
And in the earlier church, it was mostly just about Peter and James.
然后保罗就说，最后还显给我看。And
then Paul said, lastly, he appeared to me.
他说，我像是一个早产的，未到产期而生的人一样，我好像一个早产，我是不健康、不健全的一个人。So
he described himself as an untimely born baby.
Yeah. Like a premature baby, right? It's unhealthy and weak. 他说，我原是使徒中最小的，因为我不被称为使徒啊，因为我从前是逼迫神的教会。
So he found himself unworthy of being an apostle because he used to persecute the church.
但是他说啊，今天我成了何等的人，我是蒙了神的恩才成为我今天的这个人，因为他所赐给我的恩不是突然的，对不对？不是没有用的，不是没有价值的，因为但是我比众使徒更格外的劳苦，这不是因为我，是因为神的恩与我同在。
And in verse 10, he says, But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督的复活证明了他是神的儿子,
the resurrection of Jesus Christ proved that he's a son of God,
证明了他是神,
that he is God.
证明了他可以为你我的罪付上代价。It
proved that he's able to pay the price for our sins.
证明了当他应许给你给我丰富的生命的时候，
it proved that when he promised us for an abundant life,
他的这个应许是可以兑现的。His
promise is true.
主耶稣基督的复活不但是圣经这卷神的启示无误的启示给我们的宣告。
So not only his resurrection is a declaration of how the Bible has zero errors in it,
更是被人亲眼目睹见证的事实。
It was also witnessed by people.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我不能像保罗一样,
I can't be like Paul.
我不能跟你说我看见过耶稣。
I'm not able to tell you that I've seen Jesus.
如果你们认为你们现在看到耶稣,
If you think you've seen Jesus, he's definitely not on the cross.
我知道，当我问你有没有看到在教会里看到耶稣的时候，很多人在点头。
When I ask people if they say Jesus in the church, a lot of people nodded.
那我相信是因为你是看到主的门徒的生命而看到主。
Then I believe it's because you saw the disciples of God.
我没有用眼睛看见过耶稣。
I've never seen Jesus with my own eyes.
我也没有用手去碰过他的钉痕。
And I've never touched his wound.
可是我有一天会看见他。
But one day I will see him.
有一天我可以碰到他的钉子。
And one day I will be able to touch his wound.
但是主耶稣基督在我的生命里面是实际的吗？
But is Jesus Christ in my life something real?
还是只是一个概念?
Or just a concept?
为什么今天我们看不见耶稣?
Why can't we see Jesus today?
没有一个耶稣的坟墓, 然后我们可以去拜他?
How come there's no tomb for Jesus so we can go visit? Because he's a resurrected God.
他虽然如今不在我们这世界上,
so even though he's not a part of this world today,
但是他在我生活当中的事实是无可否认的。
But the fact that he's in my life is undeniable.
主耶稣基督跟我说话。
Jesus Christ talks to me.
在祷告中我可以听见他的声音。
I hear his voice during my prayers.
在读圣经的时候我可以听见他的指引。
When I read the scriptures, I can see his will.
在我自己的生命改变当中我可以看见神的工作。
I can see God's work in my own life transformation.
在基督徒在我们教会信主的弟兄姐妹们的生命当中的改变我可以看见主耶稣基督的。
In the transformation of the lives of our brother and sister in church, I can see Jesus Christ.
我不是一个从小长大的时候呢，这个生活或者是经历上面可以让人很感到好像很值得骄傲的一个人。
So, growing up, I can't say I've experienced a lot of things that I can be proud of.
虽然我说我虽然不是在一个基督徒的家庭出生的，但是我却是在教会里面长大的。
So even though I wasn't born into a Christian family, but I grew up in the church.
我记得我小学四年级的时候，我们班上有一个同学。
I remember there was a classmate when I was in fourth grade.
这个同学啊, 没人跟他做朋友。
And this classmate had no friends.
因为他是一个讲话不负责任, 撒谎, 然后, 啊, 不太有一个人格的这样一个孩子。
Because he lies and he had no good character.
有一天吃中饭的时候,
and one day during lunch,
我看见他吃饭前祷告。
I saw him praying before the meal.
我就问他, 你是在祷告吗?
And I asked him, are you praying?
他说是啊。
He said, yes.
我说, 你是基督徒吗?
Then I asked him, are you a Christian?
他说是。
And he said, yes.
哎呀, 我想你这样的人也叫基督徒。
I was thinking, oh, a person like you being a Christian?
可是你知道我看, 当我, 我这个记忆很深刻啊。
But this really stuck with me.
因为 从那一刻开始我不敢跟人说我是基督徒。
Because from that moment on, I wasn't comfortable telling people I'm a Christian.
因为我从小就是撒谎欺骗作弊。
Because when I was young, I lied, I cheated.
大概我自己认为我的道行比较高，所以人家看不出来而已，所以我还有一些朋友。
Maybe because I thought I knew how to hide them better, so I had more friends.
事实上根本没有。
But it's not like that.
老师家人都看得出来。
Teachers, families, they all knew.
自己以为聪明而已。
Only myself think I was smart.
所以虽然对圣经有认识，虽然甚至承认有神，也跟耶稣祷告，也觉得自己好像是被耶稣拯救的，可是却没有生命。
So even though I thought I had salvation, I read the Bible, I understand, I knew that there was Jesus, my life didn't really have life.
我想是到我的高中时期，要进大学的时候，弟兄姐妹，我才真正的对主耶稣基督他那复活的生命，在我的生命当中起了什么样的重大影响，我才慢慢明白。And
it was only until the college days when I realized what kind of effect the resurrection of Jesus Christ had on my own life.
十几二十年的时间。
It took 10 or so, 20 or so years.
神不断地在我的生命里面做更新，做改变。
God kept renewing and helped me grow in my life.
把我不好的性格慢慢地磨去，慢慢地改变，赐给我一个新的灵。
He gave me a new spirit by slowly taking out the bad bits and pieces.
我高中的时候功课并不是最好。
In high school, my grades weren't the best.
可是很奇怪的，我去进了UCLA。
But coincidentally,
somehow
I got into UCLA.
可是我毕不了业。
But I wasn't able to graduate.
读工程，读得很有兴趣，读得很辛苦，可是读不出来。
I was studying construction, but it was very hard.
我的成绩是平均成绩是一般。
And my grades were only average.
因为我一个学期是A跟B，一个学期是D跟F.
Because sometimes I'll have A and Bs, sometimes I'll have D and Fs.
一般人读大学读四年，顶多五年.
Some people only stay in college for 4 or max 5 years.
我比人厉害.
I was better at them.
我用两倍的时间读完它.
It took me twice the time.
最后在Cal Poly也是工程系毕业.
And then I ended up graduating from Cal Poly.
很多故事，但今天没时间跟你们讲.
There are a lot of stories to share, but we don't have time today.
但是我就记得，当我一步一步慢慢的谦卑的被神改造，然后呢，最后能够毕业。
But I just know when I humbly brought myself in front of God and was able to graduate. Yeah.
Actually, I didn't humbly bring myself before God. God humbled me. 你知道吗？我不是自己谦卑来到神的面前，是神让我谦卑，我才能够被神带领，看到他的改变。 我记得我把我的毕业的这个论文交出去的时候啊，
when I gave out my graduating thesis.
20多页的一个工程研究报告。
It's about 20 pages report on a construction.
花了我2个多礼拜时间写出来。
Took me about two weeks to finish.
那是我人生的转捩点。
That was a turning point in my life.
当我能够把我的这个报告交出去，我知道这是最后一项能够让我完成毕业，终于可以走上毕业之路的。
So when I gave out the report, that's when I realized I can finally graduate.
那个报告是Cindy陪着我交出去的。
And it was Cindy that was with me that gave out the report.
我说陪着是他，他就在我身边，我们一起走到学校里面，一起把这个报告递上去的。
So we walked side by side into school, into campus, and gave out this report.
在我人生转捩点的时候，不但在学业上面的改变，因为神让我对我自己生命的改变和认知。 神并且把一个他和他心意，他神所赐给我的一个这个好伴侣、好帮手带到我的生命当中。那时候我们还没结婚。So
at this life turning point, it's also when God gave me this great partner and allowed us to walk side by side into the campus to give out this report.
我这样的一个人，怎么可能得到这样的一个太太呢？
How can I get a wife like this? Just by being me.
这个问题我的岳父曾经问过他自己，我相信。<laughs>
I think my father-in-law asked himself the same question.
那我相信他有他的答案。And
I believe he has his own answer.
就感谢神，因为神的旨意高过我们的旨意。And
we just want to thank God because his will is higher than ours.
我想Cindy曾经也问过，我怎么会跟你呢？
And Cindy asked me, how come I'm with you?
因为我有，至少我有一个， 我想怎么样，就是有这么一点点的价值吧。
And I think I probably show a little bit of value.
就是可以被神改变。
Is to be able to be changed by God.
弟兄姐妹，我虽然肉眼没有见过耶稣，虽然我手没有亲自的碰见他，因为他不在这里。
So brothers and sisters, even though I've never seen Jesus with my own eyes, I never touched him.
但是我可以跟保罗一样，我可以很确信的告诉各位说，主耶稣基督的复活是事实。
But I can be like Paul and very certainly tell you the fact that Jesus was resurrected is true, it's a fact.
而且因为今天他是复活的主，今天他在我的生命当中做工。
And because he's a resurrected God, he's able to work in my life today.
如果主耶稣基督他复活的生命和他这个福音的能力没有在我的生命当中。
If the new life from Jesus Christ isn't and the gospel isn't working in my life.
我也不可能在这个学习经历过程这么坎坷，最后终于毕业，但是却找到，却神赐给我一个很好很好的工作。
Then I wouldn't be able to graduate and get this really good job.
然后在工作上面能够受到上司和公司的肯定。
And being liked by the upper management and the boss.
然后呢，就准备进入管理的这个阶层。And
I was able to step into the management tier.
我还记得第一次我很兴奋回来跟Cindy讲说，我破了6位数的大关。
One time I was very excited to come back and tell Cindy that I finally broke six figures.
他当然很替我高兴。
Of course, she was very happy for me.
可是她说不要太高兴。
But she told me not to be too happy.
谁知道神在你的我们的生命当中会有什么样的带领？
Because who knows how God's going to lead us?
弟兄姐妹，如果主耶稣基督的复活不是实在的，
So brothers and sisters, if the resurrection of Jesus Christ isn't true,
如果神的恩典没有在我的生命当中是这么的实际的，
If his grace is not practical,
or yeah, if his presence in my life is not that real, right?就是就像事实一样的，每日的在陪伴我，每日的在供应给我。
So his provision, is with me every day.
那我就无法在神的呼召之下放弃这一切，然后说，主说，人的生命、人的灵魂的价值，是不是比这一切更重要？
Then I wouldn't have been able to drop everything, once I heard God's calling and letting me know that, there are more important things in life.
而能够在神的呼召之下，能够放弃我们平常一般人对我们的生活的期盼和努力。
And under His calling, I wouldn't be able to just drop everything that people think is important in life.
当我跟我们公司的大老板知道我要辞职的时候，他叫我去他办公室要跟我讲几句话。
So after I told my big boss at the company that I was going to quit, he asked me to go into his office for a chat.
他很关心我，也很担心我。
He was kind of worried and he wanted to know what was going on.
因为公司待我很好。
Because the company was really nice to me.
他知道我有五个小孩。
He knew that I have five children.
五个小孩都是公司的保险。帮助生出来的，我没付一分一毫。
The children were supported by the insurance company offered.
我们的生活水平也算普通了，但是至少是公司供应的。
So we lived an average life. Had a lot of provision from the company.
他说我知道年轻人啊会有一股冲动，哎，总是想要把自己献给神。
So my boss told me that sometimes I know that there's that that urge that you want to give yourself to God.
他说。但是我也知道，他说我很敬佩你有这种心。
He said I admire your heart.
但他说我只要让你知道，如果你碰到一些困难的时候，公司随时欢迎你回来。
Well, I want to let you know that whenever you run into any difficulties, we welcome you back.
现在六年了。
So it's been 6 years.
我不能说我没想过回去。
I can't say that I never thought of going back.
我有时候晚上做梦的时候，我跟神里讲。
Sometimes at night when I'm having a dream,
我做梦的时候，我在跟我们公司里面的人和我以前的客户，我们在开会，在谈事情。
I would tell Cindy that in my dream, I'm still talking to the clients in my old company.
我是奇怪的梦。
Those are weird dreams.
但是弟兄姐妹，我从来没有一次会觉得受诱惑需要回去。
But brothers and sisters, I never once felt tempted to go back.
因为主的呼召就是生命的价值和生命的意义。
Because God's calling is the value of our life and the meaning of our life. Not my own.
但是是我得到的。
But it's what I gained.
更是教会里面的弟兄姐妹们的生命和灵魂，更是那一群还不认识神的灵魂。
It's really all about the spiritual lives of our brothers and sisters and also to the non-believers that are out there.
对，弟兄姐妹，这不是我的伟大。
This is not my own doing.
This is not how great I am. 我们今天早上是不是唱了你真伟大？我忘了。It's how great thou art, 不是 how great I am. 有首诗歌叫你真伟大，对不对？不是我真伟大。
There's a hymn called How Great Thou Art, not How Great I Am.
不是因为我是伟大的，也不是因为我值得敬重的。
So it's not because I'm great or I'm respectable.
你知道，我跟我老板讲，我不需要你的敬重。
I told my boss that I don't need your respect.
我不需要你的钦佩。
I don't need your admiration.
我只盼望你真正跟耶稣的生命上面有联系，不是只去教会而已。
I just hope that you have a real connection with Jesus and not just attending church every Sunday.
他不了解。
But he didn't understand.
弟兄姐妹，今天我成了什么样的人，都是蒙了神的恩。
So brothers and sisters, whoever that I've become today is all through God's grace.
弟兄姐妹，今天你跟我在我们的生命当中，在我们的生命里面，我们成了何等的人，被神爱，全部都是神的恩典。
So whoever we are, standing or sitting here at this moment in life, it's all through God's grace of who we become.
但是今天你在你的生命当中得到神的恩典，是因为主耶稣基督不但是为了你的罪而死，他第三天从坟墓里出来，他是复活的神。
But the reason why in your life every day you're experiencing God's grace is because the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection 3 days after.
弟兄姐妹，这是福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is gospel.
没有比这个更大更好的消息了。
There's no better news than this gospel.
弟兄姐妹，这必须是要你的确信，必须是要我的确信。
And this absolutely needs your complete trust.
如果有任何人不知道耶稣基督是那位在十字架上面死了，然后三天之后复活的人，弟兄姐妹，我们要去告诉他们。
If there's anyone out there that doesn't know how Jesus died and rose in 3 days, then we have to share this good news with them.
我们教会就是要建立在这块基石上面。
And our church needs to be built on this stone.
当我们传福音的时候，我们就是要跟我们的家人，我们要跟我们的朋友，我们要跟那些不认识在罪里面，他们只有沉沦、只有无望的这群人，我们要告诉他们。
So this is exactly what we want to share with our friends and family that are non-believers.
我们要传福音。
We want to spread the gospel.
福音就是耶稣从死里复活。
And the gospel is Jesus' resurrection.
而这位复活的主，他有生命和恩典要赐给你。
And this Jesus that resurrected has abundant life that he wants to give you.
你愿意在他的面前谦卑，认清自己的罪，而得到他这复活生命的恩典吗？
Do you want this resurrecting life by admitting to your sin in front of him?
这个恩典是带来你的拯救。
And this grace will bring you salvation.
不只是死后进天堂。
Not just that you'll be able to enter heaven after death.
今天在你的生活当中。
It's...Today in your life,
你能够得到神的帮助。
Yeah, you will be able to get God's help.
今天在你的心灵情感深处，你可以得到神的医治。
Deep down in your spirituals, you will be able to be healed.
你可以在自己的人格或者是与人的关系的这种纠结当中、纷争当中，你可以得到释放。
And you'll be able to be delivered from the relationship with people.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要传的。
And brothers and sisters, this is what we want to share.
这也是我们要信的。
And this is what we want to believe.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你将你的话语如此明白的传递给我们。
We thank you for passing on your words to us so clearly.
主啊，今天早晨我要为在我们当中与我们一起聚会还不认识你的朋友献上祷告。
So this morning we want to pray for all the people that doesn't know you yet.
他们之所以还不是基督徒，因为他们不认识你。
And the reason why they're not Christians is because they don't know you.
但是他们总觉得教会是好的。
They know that the church is good.
教会的人是好的。
The people in church are good.
好像这位神，这位耶稣也是不错的。
So yeah, the Jesus that they believe in are not bad.
可是他们从来就不知道要怎么样能够跨入到你的生命里面。
But they never knew how to enter part of your life.
他们在外表上面可能好像表现出来像基督徒一样的活动 和行为，可是他们没有生命的内质。
So on the surface, they might move, they might act and speak like a Christian, but they have no deeper understanding.
主要我们为他们祷告。
Lord, we pray for them.
主让他们能够认清耶稣基督复活的事实。
Would you please let them see and know the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
每个人都会死。
All of us have to die.
但是只有耶稣，神的儿子死后复活。
But only God's Son, Jesus Christ, rose after his death.
因为他复活，所以他可以拯救我们的罪，因为罪的代价就是死。
And he saved us from our sin through his own death.
求主你的圣灵工作。
So Lord, please have your spirit work among us.
让他们也可以斩钉截铁地看见主你的大爱。
So they can all firmly see your love.
在十字架上面为我们罪而死的大爱。
The work that you've done for us on the cross.
然后可以认识到你的大能。
And come to know your power and your love.
就是你埋葬三天之后死而复活的大能。
And that is the power of dying and rose again in 3 days.
如你的话语应许我们，如果我们心里相信。
And your words tell us if we believe in the heart.
神使耶稣从死里复活。
That we believe God resurrected Jesus.
然后我们能够口里承认。
And that we can proclaim.
耶稣今天是我的主。
Jesus is my Lord.
这个人就必得救。
Then this person will have salvation, will be saved.
主当我们当中还不认识你的人听见了这样的福音，接受了这样的福音，主你的救恩就临到他们。
So Lord, we pray that when the non-believers hear these words, we pray that your spirit will be with them and lead them.
主，我为在我们当中已经信主，已经认为自己是基督徒的弟兄姐妹也献上祷告。
And we also offer our prayer for the believers that's already among us.
主，我们当中许许多多的人，包括我自己在内，我们需要你的拯救。
Many of us, we still need your salvation.
不只是死后能够进天堂的这个把握。
Not just the certainty of getting into heaven after death.
而是在我每一天的生活当中，我每时每刻，我都需要你的帮助。
But it's knowing that we need you in our lives and your help every second.In this lifetime,
我们的家庭关系
our relationship in the family,
婚姻关系
our relationship in the marriage,
我的工作
my job,
我的健康
my health,
我们多方面的受到许许多多的压抑和冲击
we get pressure and we feel anxious from all angles,
我们感到无助
we feel helpless sometimes,
我们感到惧怕
and we feel scared,
可是我们想要有信心却信不动。
And sometimes we want to have faith, but we're unable to.
主，你今天借着你的话语提醒我们。
Lord, you use your word to remind us today.
我们属于你的人。
That those of us that belongs to you.
我们是听过福音的。
We have received the gospel.
我们是接受福音的。
We have heard of the gospel.
这个福音到底是什么？
And what is this gospel?
就是你是复活的主。
And that is you are the resurrected God.
你是今天活着的神。
You are that living God.
你是今天赐给我们能力力量的神。
You are that God that gives us power and abilities.
你是那位爱护我们。
And you are that loving God.
帮助我们。
The helpful God.
医治我们。
The healing God.
释放我们的神。
The God that delivers us.
因此我们献上我们的感恩赞美。
So we give you our thanks and our praise.
求主你的恩典与我们众人同在。
Will your grace be with all of us?
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.